Our Voice, Longhurst Group Customer Magazine, Summer 2022. Longhurst Group is delighted to have awarded more than £50,000 to community groups and not-for-profit organisations as part of the second phase of our Community Grants Fund. Hear more in Section 14. Announcing our new repairs contractors. Hear more in Section 2. A day in the life of a customer forum member. Hear more in Section 16. And money-saving tips to help tackle costs of living crisis. Hear more in Section 18 and 19. Approximate recording time, 1 hour and 10 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Contents. In this issue, introducing our new repairs contractors. Section 2. New online platform for customer engagement. Section 7. Domestic abuse updates. Section 11. Stock condition surveys explained. Section 13. Community grants fund. Section 14. Gardening project for the unemployed. Section 15. Day in the life of. Section 16. New mutual exchange process. Section 17. Cost of living, money saving tips. Section 18. Pauline's thanks for money advice help. Section 21. Stephen praises New Horizons team. Section 22. Mandy sets up new business. Section 23. Leasehold service charge FAQs. Section 25. And Writer's Corner. Section 26. 1. Our Voice. Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Our Voice, Longhurst Group's customer magazine. I'm pleased to say that this edition contains news of new and exciting projects, which I'm sure will be welcomed by you, our customers. Firstly, we're delighted to announce the appointment of our three new repairs contractors, one for each of our operating regions. We've worked closely with customers and listened to their feedback to help us shape the new service, and we're really pleased to have awarded these new contracts. You can find out more in sections 2, 3, and 4. I'm also pleased to announce the launch of our new online customer engagement platform, The Hub. This new platform will enable even more of our customers to get involved and have their say on everything to do with the group, without the need to attend meetings. This will also include having input on the content of Our Voice. I'd like to thank members of the editorial panel for their help with the production of the magazine over the past 18 months or so, and I hope they'll continue to support me via The Hub. All the information about The Hub is in Section 7. Your usual favourites also return, including Our Day in the Life feature and money advice and employment and skills customer case studies. I hope you enjoy reading this edition of Our Voice. Sam. Stay in touch. Website. Longhurst Group. That's Longhurst Group. .org.uk/r-voice. Facebook. /Longhurst Group Home. Twitter. @Longhurst Group. Instagram. @Longhurst Group. Email. Communications@longhurst-group.org.uk. Domestic Abuse Helplines. National Domestic Violence Helpline. Telephone 0808 200 0247. Mankind. Confidential support for male victims of domestic abuse. Telephone 018 23 33 42 44. Gallup. Support for LGBTQ+ people experiencing domestic abuse. Telephone 0800 599 9247. The Forced Marriage Unit. Information and support about forced marriage and or honour crimes. Telephone 020 70 08 0151. 2. Our New Repairs Service. Your questions answered. We know that our repair service has fallen below the standards we expect and that you deserve. We've reshaped how it's delivered and appointed 3 new contractors, each responsible for a different region from the 1st of July. You'll have received more information on your new repairs contractor by post. We're confident that this will lead to an improved service. Below are some frequently asked questions and answers about the new service. Will the full service be delivered from day one? We're working hard with our current and new contractors to ensure a return to our full service as soon as possible once the backlog of repairs is cleared. How do I report a repair under the new contract? You'll still call us on 0300 123 1745 and use option 1. In the future, you'll also be able to report and track your repair with your appointed contractor via an online portal. More information will follow. I've got an ongoing repair. What's happening with that? We're working through a backlog of repairs and are focusing on completing essential repairs first. Check our website for a list of what's considered essential. What will change under the new contract? Repairs priorities. The new contract will have 3 repair priorities: emergency, urgent, and routine. Please visit our website or read the information sent by post for more information on these categories. Appointments. Appointment slots will be Monday to Friday, AM, 8 AM to 12 noon, and Monday to Friday, PM, 12 noon to 5 PM. There'll also be an avoid school run option, 10 AM to 2 PM. Appointments won't be provided for communal repairs, but will be completed within the priorities above. No access. Operatives will make 2 attempts to access your property to complete a repair. On each attempt, they'll leave a calling card to let you know they've visited. If they're unsuccessful on the 2nd attempt, the contractor can refer the job back to us to confirm that the repair doesn't pose a health and safety risk before approving the cancellation. You'd then have to contact us again to rebook the work. Will I be able to share my views about the new service? As ever, we really want to hear your views. Your feedback helps shape this new contract and will continue to inform the service you receive. After all repairs have been completed, we'll send you a satisfaction survey via text message to rate your experience of the service you've received. Replies will be charged at your standard network rate. 3. Making changes to call handling for repairs service. As part of our new repairs contract, we've revamped the way your calls are handled. To coincide with the launch of the new repair contract, we'll be handling all your repairs calls through our newly established in-house repairs contact centre. This exciting new development means that when you call us to report repair, you'll be speaking to a Longhurst Group colleague in our brand new team. Our team will field all customer calls relating to repairs and schedule appointments in a way that suits you, making the process more efficient and, more importantly, delivering a better overall experience for our customers. Colleagues working in the repairs contact centre have been undergoing specialist training on a number of topics, including mould, condensation, damp and decay, plumbing and drains. The new repairs contact centre will be operational from the 1st of July as part of the launch of our new repairs contract. We're also delighted to announce that we've appointed a new specialist provider to field emergency, out-of-hours, repairs calls from our customers. With appointed telephony specialists, Apello, to handle all emergency repairs calls that come in outside of our normal office hours. The appointment will ensure consistency, robust data collection, and, most importantly, an improved experience for our customers. Work is now underway between our project team and Apello in preparation for the contract going live on the 27th of June, ahead of the launch of our remodeled repair service on the 1st of July. Sam Wiley, our head of customer voice, said, quote, "We're delighted to have appointed Apello, an award-winning national provider that works with organizations from across the housing and care sectors to improve the lives of their customers. We're now looking forward to working together and are confident that this appointment will really complement the new repair service and provide a much improved customer experience." End quote. 4. New gas contractor being sought. Our current contractor, Mears Limited, will continue to deliver our repairs and void service until the new contracts come into force on the 1st of July. Meanwhile, as you may know, Mears is also responsible for delivering our gas and heating repairs service. Following our decision on the repairs and voids contract, Mears gave 6 months' notice on the heating contract, and so we're now working on plans to put alternative arrangements in place. Further updates will be shared in due course in our voice and on our website and social media. 5. Contacting us by phone as a leaseholder. The telephone number which leaseholders can use to contact us is changing this summer. The decision has been taken that, from the 1st of July, we'll remove our dedicated leasehold phone number. After this date, leasehold customers are asked to get in touch by calling our main switchboard on 0300 123 1745. Statistics show that we've had particularly low volumes of calls to the leasehold line and that it can often take longer for our colleagues to answer the few calls that we've received. As part of the changes we've made to reshape our repair service, we've recently employed more colleagues in our contact centre, and so we anticipate that you'll receive a better, more efficient service by simply using our main number. If you have any questions about this change, please don't hesitate to get in touch with us on this phone number or by using the contact form on our website, longhurst-group.org.uk/contact. 6. Reading panels get to work. As part of our commitment to ensuring our customers are heard, we've recruited to a number of reading panels. These saw 4 customers taking part in a review of a series of letters being sent out regarding gas servicing and radon levels. The panel was tasked with giving feedback on changes they'd like to see made in order to improve the letters and make them easier to understand for customers. They were asked to consider whether the language used was appropriate and understandable, whether the tone of the letter was appropriate, and if any of it could be confusing to customers. Following the review, a meeting was held with the customer engagement team and the group's head of asset compliance. As a result of this process, improvements have been made to our letters. We feel these changes will make the letters easier to read, be less intimidating, and more helpful. Some of the changes made include increasing font size for COVID-19 guidance, softening of tone and language used, and using plainer English to make the letters easier to understand. We also carried out reading panels to review our aftercare letters and our mutual exchange letters, and a number of changes were made following this process. For more information about changes made as a result of the work of our reading panels, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/reviewing-gas-servicing-and-radon-letters. 7. Join the hub to get your voice heard. We're delighted to announce the launch of a brand new online customer engagement platform called The Hub. The new platform, named The Hub, will mean our customers can have their say and contribute to engagement projects from wherever they are. The Hub went live on Tuesday the 31st of May, and customers can now sign up for an account and get involved. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, said, quote, "The unprecedented arrival of COVID-19 has changed the way we work, live and communicate, probably forever. Like everyone else, we've adapted to new demands, and whilst there have been great challenges, there have also been great opportunities. The new virtual world we live in has brought everyone closer together, and this has created welcome savings for people's time and travel, that it brings new challenges for building relationships and networking. With engagement and collaboration at the heart, the Hub is the easiest way for you to chat with other customers on things that interest you, get involved to help improve the services that you receive, provide feedback on your experiences, and comment on our performance. We hope customers will enjoy using the Hub and that it will provide more people with the opportunity to get involved, as they'll be able to comment and add to discussions wherever they are by using their own device. End quote. With the Hub, you can share your views, talk about the things that matter to you the most, complete surveys on a range of topics, vote in polls, follow consumer panels, and register for training sessions or events, all in one place. There's no need for you to have any experience in customer involvement to register with the Hub, and you don't have to take part in all the projects. You can give as much of your time as you like and choose which activities you want to participate in. To get started and sign up for the Hub, visit thehublonghurstgroup.uk.engagementhq.com. Once registered, make sure you turn on notifications so you don't miss anything. Notifications on new activity will be sent via email. 8. New Gardening Competition, open for entries. Green-fingered customers are being given the chance to showcase their gardens and outdoor space as part of a new competition. We're launching our Glorious Gardens competition, which is giving our customers the chance to win prizes across three different categories. There'll be £100 B&Q vouchers as first prize in each category, as well as prizes for second and third place. Customers wishing to enter the competition will need to sign up for the new The Hub engagement platform and submit photos of their entry between the 1st of June and the 31st of August. More information on prizes and full terms and conditions will also be available on The Hub. There are three categories in the competition. These are Overall Best Garden, Best Containers, Tubs, Patios and Window Boxes, and Young Gardener for those aged 16 and under. When submitting your entry, please state which category you're entering. Becky Budge, Customer Engagement Officer, said, quote, "Getting out in the fresh air and doing some gardening is great for our health and well-being, and having an outside space we can enjoy brings lots of benefits. We're really looking forward to receiving entries to the Glorious Gardens competition to see just how great our customers have got their gardens looking." If you've got any questions about the competition or need help with registering for the Hub and submitting your entries, please speak to the customer engagement team by calling 0300 123 1745 or email customer.engagement@longhurst-group.org.uk. 9. New Scrutiny Team Formed. We're delighted to announce that 6 customers have agreed to form our new scrutiny team. The group will scrutinise several of our services to ensure high standards are maintained. They're currently in the induction stage of the process, which includes training from TPAS and some team bonding sessions. Their first assignment will be to review the grounds maintenance service later this year. Becky Budge, Customer Engagement Officer, said, quote, "Our customers cover a wide age range, have very different backgrounds, and live right across our operational area, so they represent a good range of our customers' voice. We'll be providing updates of their work on the Hub over the year, including the outcomes of their reviews, so keep a lookout for more information." End quote. 10. Customer Forum Report is published. Our Customer Forum has recently published its annual review of 2021. The forum works closely with colleagues and the board to check that we're taking the right approach, track our performance, and influence the decisions we make. You can read a summary of the annual review or download the full document as a PDF by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/customer-forum-annual-review-2021, those are the numbers, 2021/. Meanwhile, the forum is continuing to look for new members. To register your interest, you can complete a simple application form by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/customer-forum or call us on 0300 123 1745. 11. How we can support victims of domestic abuse. As a group, we're absolutely committed to supporting customers who experience domestic abuse. We're working hard to achieve the Domestic Abuse Housing Alliance, DAHA, accreditation to demonstrate how seriously we take the issue. As part of a recent customer consultation on our domestic abuse policy, which you can hear more about in Section 12, we were told we needed to do more to raise awareness of the support we offer to those who are victims of domestic abuse. From housing officers offering support and advice to, with your permission, pursuing relevant action against the perpetrator, we have a range of tools at our disposal to support our customers and deal with the offenders. Craig Taylor, Director of Housing, said, quote, "We're determined to do everything we can to support our customers who find themselves experiencing domestic abuse, and we're grateful to those customers who told us that they felt we needed to make it clearer about exactly what support we offer. Our housing officers have received specialist domestic abuse training and are there for our customers if they wish to seek help relating to domestic abuse. While our support coordinators can provide emotional support and practical help and advice with your tenancy and other issues. We're also very aware that domestic abuse is not an issue experienced exclusively by one particular section of society. We know that people from all backgrounds, races, and religions can be victims, and we want everyone to know that we're here to support you. That's why I'm also delighted to announce that we're in the process of recruiting a domestic abuse officer to join the group. This is a really positive addition and one which will really help drive forward our commitment to tackling domestic abuse." End quote. Other ways in which we can support our customers include giving you emotional support and practical help and advice, being sensitive and understanding when we discuss housing options, working with government, voluntary and other organisations to give you support when you need it, and reacting quickly and effectively to make sure you're safe. To find out more about all the support offered to victims of domestic abuse, as well as answers to frequently asked questions, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/care-and-support/domestic-abuse/. 12. Domestic Abuse Policy Shaped by Customers. A recent consultation about our domestic abuse policy saw more than 1,300 customers respond to the survey. Customers were asked what they already knew about what the group does to support customers experiencing domestic abuse and were asked to make recommendations on where we can improve. We were delighted with the response. There were a total of 31 recommendations made by those who took part. Craig Taylor, our Director of Housing, is now working through these to see which recommendations can be implemented, with many of them set to be adopted. Becky Budge, Customer Engagement Officer, led the consultation and said, quote, "Following the closing of the survey, I wrote up a report which went to our customer forum. I was delighted when the forum signed it off, as this was an endorsement that we'd met satisfactory levels of engagement with customers on this policy. Tackling domestic abuse is very important to the group, and it was great to see so many people getting involved and letting us know what they thought of what we were already doing and where we could make further improvements. I'd like to thank everyone who responded, and we're now working hard to implement as many of the recommendations as possible, as part of our commitment to tackling domestic abuse." End quote. 13. Stock condition surveys help us to maintain your home. Here's what you need to know. We're committed to ensuring the homes we provided are maintained to a suitable standard. As part of our continued drive to improve the quality of our properties, we need to carry out quick and simple surveys of your home every few years. These surveys will see a colleague visit your home to look at its structure, including the roof and the loft, if you have one, as well as the main fittings, such as your boiler, kitchen, and bathroom. The purpose of the survey is to enable us to assess how long these major elements of your home are likely to last before needing to be replaced. We use this information to plan ahead for our improvement works to make sure your home is up to date, so it's really important that we're able to gain access. Ben Persglove, Asset Investment Analyst, said, quote, "It's important that customers understand this survey is simply us looking at the condition of the property itself and is in no way a judgment on how you keep the house. The survey allows us to keep our databases updated with important information, such as estimated dates for replacing major parts of your home, like kitchens, bathrooms, windows, and boilers, and making sure there are no health and safety issues that need dealing with. We'll also be collecting information which will help us better understand the energy efficiency of your home. Our surveyor will be at your property for a maximum of 30 minutes, and will spend some time both inside and outside, and they'll take some photos for our records, but we'll make sure no personal information is included in these. Being able to make sure that the items we're responsible for inside your home are in working order and will last their life expectancy will mean your home will be at the required standard for as long as possible." End quote. It's important to say that any repairs that are needed to your home should continue to be reported in the usual way. Customers will receive a letter around 2 weeks ahead of the planned date for the survey, informing them of the date and the time of the appointment. If you're not going to be available or wish to arrange a more convenient appointment, please call us on 0300 123 1745. Ben added, quote, "It's really important that you allow us access into the property on the time and day we'd like to attend. If you're not going to be in, please let us know so we can arrange an alternative appointment which is convenient for you. We want to do everything we can to keep your home in as good a condition as possible, and these surveys are an important part of that." End quote. 14. Groups get money from Community Grants Fund. Another 12 donations of up to £5,000 have been handed out to organisations working in our operating regions as part of our Community Grants Fund. This is the second year we've run the Community Grants Fund, with the latest round opening in January. It saw organisations invited to apply for grants to support their work and delivering services to communities which improve the health and well-being or economic resilience of local residents. This aligns with our own Improving Lives vision, and we're delighted to announce the latest grants have now been awarded, totalling more than £53,000. Sue Krask, Community Programmes Manager, said, quote, "Our Community Grants Fund is a wonderful opportunity to support charities and not-for-profit organisations doing great work in our communities. As a group, we're committed to supporting the health and well-being and economic resilience of our customers. But we know there are also other groups which are doing some great work in the community to achieve these outcomes. We believe it's important to support these pieces of work as a collaborative approach will help us all achieve our aims. I'm looking forward to seeing how the money is spent by the recipients and finding out about the work it enables them to do." End quote. Lice Stevenson, Operations Manager at Friendship at Home, which is an organisation that aims to combat loneliness and isolation among older people in northeast Lincolnshire, said the money will help them teach older people how to use digital technologies. She said, quote, "We're so grateful for the money we've received from Longhurst Group. It's already starting to make a difference as we've been able to deliver digital and online training to the older people using our service. Our project worker has been able to show people how to use a tablet, but also help them feel safe when they're using apps, and so they know that the services they're accessing are secure." End quote. Andy Hawes, Coordinator of Woolsall Carers Centre, said he was thrilled to have received funding from the Community Grants Fund. He said, quote, "This money is going to the Young Carers Support Group. We've got 30 young carers aged between 8 and 18 who are looking after family members struggling with a disability of some kind. These young carers tend to miss out on their normal life, so we want to try to give a bit of that back. This money will go on the wages of the person that looks after that side of things. She'll talk with all the families to help sort out any problems. We're very grateful indeed." End quote. To read about how money from the first phase of the Community Grants Fund has been used, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/community-grants-fund-makes-a-difference. The groups receiving funds. The 12 organisations which have received funding as part of the second phase of the Community Grants Fund are Carers Support NE Links, Favour Foundation, Your Place, Friendship at Home, Goldhay Arts, Harbour Place, Norton Hall Children and Family Centre, NIDUS, Pakistan Community Centre, Peterborough Women's Aid, Service 6, Soldas Boston Women's Aid, and Walsall Carers Centre. The standard print version of this document has a picture with the following caption: Community Investment Colleagues Present Checks to Some of Our Recipients. 15. Working for a qualification as part of gardening course. Residents in Peterborough are getting their hands dirty to revitalise an outside area at one of our schemes, while working towards a qualification. We've teamed up with environmental charity Groundwork East to offer its Green Skills programme to unemployed local people who have an interest in working outdoors. They've now started working on 2 overgrown gardens at our Carl Hall Court scheme, as well as attending classroom sessions as they work towards a City and Guilds Level 1 practical horticultural qualification. The work will see them cut back and clear the outdoor spaces, paint fences, turn over soil and remove weeds. We've also provided a budget for new plants and flowers, which the participants will plant so that there's more colour throughout the year. They'll also mulch over the area with bark chip to help prevent weed growth and help to put nutrients back into the ground. The project has mostly been funded by the retailer John Lewis. Sarita Sharma, our community investment lead for the South, said she was delighted to see the project get underway. She added, quote, "It's a great way of encouraging people to work towards a qualification and hopefully find employment, as well as helping to improve outdoor spaces at one of our schemes. We hope that everyone involved in the project really enjoys it and has fun while they learn lots of new skills. We're also hoping that one of our contractors will be able to offer further practical work experience to one of the participants of the course, which will be a fantastic opportunity for them. I'm looking forward to seeing the work progress." End quote. A second Green Skills project will run later in the year at our Friary Court scheme. Andrea Finbow, Senior Employment and Community Project Officer at Groundwork East, said, quote, "This project has been set up to help residents of Peterborough to gain some skills and experience in landscaping and horticulture by participating in a real project which helps the community. Participants will also enhance their employability skills as they'll take part in a mock interview. It's fantastic that we've received this funding from John Lewis and that we've been able to link up with Longhurst Group to improve the outdoor space for residents at Carl Hall Court, whilst helping residents of Peterborough to get involved in something worthwhile. It's always wonderful to see individuals growing in their confidence and skills over the duration of the project, as well as improving well-being and their future progression and employment prospects." End quote. The standard print version shows a picture with the following caption: Participants get involved and make a start on improving the outdoor spaces at Carl Hall Court. 16. A day in the life of a member of the Customer Forum. Jennifer Anderson lives in Rushden and is a member of the Longhurst Group Customer Forum. Here we spend a day with her as she takes part in one of the forum's meetings to see what the role entails. 9 a.m. I go over the papers received along with the minutes of the last meeting, adding any extra comments that I think are relevant. The papers were emailed a couple of weeks ago, as it's very important to have time to read through and understand what you're giving customer assurance on that day. 10 a.m. We all log on to Microsoft Teams, the meeting platform, and the meeting starts. Helen Bird, Customer Engagement Manager, will be chairing the meeting today with John Cole, who's another member of the Customer Forum. John recaps on the last meeting and all relevant updates. 10:30 a.m. We've got 3 reports to discuss today, and they'll be presented by colleagues from Longhurst Group. First to present is Paul Harrington, Performance Business Partner, discussing the latest performance for the group. He highlights the different levels of performance, especially call center handling and customer feedback monitoring. He points out that repairs and voids are key areas of focus for the business, and a weekly recovery plan is in place which is being monitored against forecasted figures. He finishes up by saying that the customer forum would be kept up to date with matters. 11 a.m. Next up is Sam Wiley, Head of Customer Voice. Sam introduces the report, giving a brief overview of customer satisfaction. She reports that an increase in customer satisfaction has come about due to more information being shared with customers about the repair service. This has helped to manage customer expectations, and the customer forum notes the report. 11:30 a.m. Helen Bird now gives the customer forum a customer engagement update. Helen discusses the reviewed framework and said that the roundtable discussion held with the customer forum in November, as well as the gap analysis sessions with TPAS, England's leading tenant engagement expert, were very helpful. 11:45 a.m. We now move on to policy assurance and to the domestic abuse policy, which are presented by Becky Budge. Customer Engagement Officer. She addresses the questions and comments made by members of the customer forum, which include the need for safe houses and perhaps a safe word that customer services would recognise in an emergency situation. The customer forum approved the policy. 12 p.m. Now it's time for any other business and the schedule for the year ahead is discussed. Finally, we have a recap of the meeting and agree future agenda items. 12:15 p.m. Now I go on my power walk in aid of shelter, having signed up for the 50-mile in March challenge, although I'm doing my walk early as I know I'm very busy in March and may not have the time. I've already completed 40 miles of it by now, so only another 10 miles to go. 1:30 p.m. As the Director of Wildlife Studies for Acadian College, I now have work to do for my students who are halfway through one of the courses. This particular course that I'm teaching is about raptors in the wild and in captivity, and includes topics such as conservation, ecology, endangered species, and sustainability or biodiversity. I also have to mark their work. 2:30 p.m. Following the meeting, it's time for a meeting with the Longhurst Group procurement team to discuss the next stage of evaluations of tenders submitted as part of the group's procurement of new repairs contractors. This is a 2-hour meeting, and after the meeting and over the next couple of weeks, there'll be a lot of work to do as I've got to read through the contractors' comments and answers to the panel's questions one by one. We have to score them via computer software and say why we've given them this score. This is a small but important part of this whole procurement process. 4:30 p.m. Thank goodness, it's time for a cup of tea. I feel like I need a large brandy by now, but I'll settle for a chocolate biscuit instead. 5 p.m. Now it's time to speak to my students on the forum platform and have a question and answer session. 5:30 p.m. This is the time to prepare for a meeting as governor on the board of a school. Other governors will also be approving policies and discussing school business during the team's meeting, which is due to be held between 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. after which it's time to wind down and relax. 17. Mutual exchange process is now done online. We're making changes to the way we process mutual exchanges. Previously, mutual exchanges involved filling in lots of paper forms and often a long wait while these were processed. Now, we're pleased to be using Swap Tracker from House Swapper to manage all our mutual exchange applications. Sarah Lowe, Lettings Manager, said, quote, "Customers will be familiar with Home Swapper, and Swap Tracker is an element of that system for us to use to manage mutual exchanges. When a customer has found an exchange, they can fill the forms in online, and the process will be managed online in a quicker time than when everything was done on paper." Another benefit of registering with Home Swapper and us using Swap Tracker is that you're able to filter out anyone looking for an exchange who may have rent arrears or isn't eligible for whatever reason, avoiding any avoidable issues with the process. For those who don't have internet access, we'll still accept paper applications for a mutual exchange, but where possible, we'd encourage customers to use the online platform. End quote. There's also an app available to make finding a mutual exchange even easier. Download the Home Swapper Matches app from your App Store and browse all the homes on the platform using the search options. You can also add photos of your property and view images of others, as well as receive notifications to keep you updated on what's available in your area. For more information, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/mutual-exchange. 18. Cost of living crisis. How you can save some money. With the cost of living continuing to rise and pressure being put on all our finances, our money advice team has put together a host of top tips and advice on how you can try and make the most of your money. Energy. Perhaps the biggest cost pressure now is around energy bills, but there are ways you can mitigate the price rise. Making sure you've switched appliances off when they're not in use is the simplest way to reduce your energy usage. Only boiling as much water as you need and having your heating on a sensible schedule throughout the day will also help. You should also regularly check your bills to make sure they're calculated by the actual readings and not estimates, so that you're only paying for the energy you use. If you're in debt, speak to your supplier so you can negotiate a payment plan or find out if they have any loans or grants that can help. Regularly monitor your usage against your direct debits so you can negotiate payments. It's unlikely there will be any fixed rate energy deals cheaper than the current price cap for some time, so make sure you check prices before switching tariffs. There are lots of comparison websites available to help you. Household budgets. Can you save money in other areas? Look at your television packages, internet deals, and your mobile phone contracts. Can you get it cheaper elsewhere? Are you making use of what you pay for? Check your gym membership if you have one. Can you access a cheaper gym, or are there discounts available, especially if you're on benefits? Prioritize your outgoings. Paying your rent and council tax must come first. Check if there are any council tax reductions available to you, and do a benefits check. If you're not on benefits and pay for your prescriptions, a prepayment certificate might be cheaper for you than paying for each item. You can pay for 3 months, saving you money if you have more than 3 items in that time. You can also pay for 12 months, and you'd save money if you have more than 11 items. Can any non-dependents in your home contribute to the household budget? This is often overlooked, but can make a big difference. Food. Try and reduce your food waste. Make use of leftovers to make your food go further. There are some great websites such as lovefoodhatewaste.com and nhs.uk/live-well/eat-well/20, that's the numbers 20-tips-2, that's TO-eat-well-4, that's FOR-less/, which can give you inspiration. You may want to follow Jack Monroe on social media as well, as she has lots of tasty and affordable ideas. We're here to help and understand this is a difficult time for us all. We've also got other external services we can put you in touch with if you'd rather deal with them. To contact our money advice team, call 0300 123 1745, press option 2 for the income team, and ask to be put through to the money advice team. Alternatively, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice. 19. Free resources for carers. Customers who have caring responsibilities can access a host of resources to support them, thanks to our partnership with Carers UK. We've teamed up with Carers UK to bring you the Digital Resource for Carers, an online platform which has a wide range of digital tools and essential resources to help make caring easier. These resources have been developed by carers for carers and include e-learning courses, essential reading guides, and free access to Carers UK's Jointly app. We understand that caring for a loved one who's ill, disabled, or older can be valuable and rewarding, but without the right support, caring can have an impact on your health, your job, your finances, and your social life. That's why we've also signed up to support Harry's Pledge, a campaign to support both carers and those who require care, and are committed to this in all aspects of what we do. To find out more about our support of Harry's Pledge, and to get the access code required to register for Carers UK's free digital resources, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/wellbeing/carers/. 20. Get your copy. Do you enjoy reading Our Voice and would like to receive your own copy of every edition if you don't already do so? To make sure you get your own copy of the magazine on a permanent basis, you can get in touch with us in a number of ways. You can either complete our opt-in form on our website, where you can also choose to receive a copy via email instead. This form can be found by visiting longhurst-group.org.uk/register-for-r-voice. You can email your name and address to communications@longhurst-group.org.uk or post these details to us at the address that can be found at the back of the standard print version. Finally, you can call us on 0300 123 1745 and provide your details. 21. Pauline is now comfortable thanks to help from our money advisor Penny. Quote, I was certainly struggling. I managed to pay my bills, but there was nothing left to have fun. Now I don't have to worry about direct debits, and I can go and play bingo with my friends. End quote. That's the impact our money advisor Penny Jeffers has had on Pauline Howard, 79, who lives in Peterborough. Pauline was finding things difficult financially until Penny became involved. When she was helped to apply for attendance allowance and claim an increased rate of pension credit. Quote, I'm not on a high pension, but my rent is paid for me, which helps, Pauline said. But there was never anything left to spend on those little extras to cheer yourself up. I had someone come round as I'd asked about getting some help with my bathroom, as I'd had a few knocks and bangs. That's when I was asked if I got attendance allowance. I said I didn't because I thought I had to have somebody living with me and looking after me. I wasn't aware I could have it. Next thing, Penny called me and said she'd send me the forms, and she also came around to help me fill them in. I wouldn't have known how to claim without her help. End quote. Pauline's attendance allowance and higher rate of pension credit was also backdated, meaning her finances became easier to manage. Quote, it's made a lot of difference, she added. I don't really like having to claim for different things, but I've got to the age now where I need a little help. I worked well past retirement as a carer, so I've paid my way, and Penny was really great at helping me claim what I was entitled to. It's really been a massive help. I'm delighted with Penny. The way she came to my house and helped me fill the forms in was brilliant. She explained things to me that I wouldn't have thought of. She was wonderful. Without doubt, I'd encourage people to get in touch with the money advice team. I wouldn't have had a clue where to start without their help, and I'd imagine there are lots of people just like me. End quote. To contact the Money Advice Team, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/moneyadvice or call 0300 123 1745. Press option 2 for the Income Team and ask to speak to the Money Advice Team. 22. New Horizons team helps Stephen turn his life around. Quote, "Without their help, I don't think I'd be here." End quote. That's the honest admission of Stephen Walker, 63, from Peterborough, who credits the help and support he's received through our New Horizons program with helping him turn his life around. Stephen admits his life took a turn for the worst after losing his wife to heart failure and losing his delivery driver job during the pandemic. Quote, "On the first day of COVID, everything shut down and I was all alone. About a week later, I got a letter saying I'd lost my job," he said. Quote, "At the same time, I found out I had two hernias and arthritis in most joints. I was a mess and had to exist on basically nothing." End quote. Stephen, a keen artist, was referred by the local job centre to New Horizons, a programme which provides coaching for people out of work in Peterborough and Cambridgeshire to help them move closer to the job market. Working with the team, Stephen was able to budget his income and expenditure, as well as being referred to local support to complete a personal independence payment assessment. He eventually got to a point where he had a decent monthly financial surplus and, during lockdown, a tablet with a data allowance was sourced for him so he could access services and join groups to ease his loneliness and isolation. Stephen has also been signposted to various local support services, grants and NHS services. He added, quote, "The New Horizons coaches helped me to sort out what I was entitled to with regard to benefits, giving me useful contact numbers to speak to the people I needed to speak to. It's been quite successful. I've also had help towards the costs of my heating, as I need to keep my house quite warm at all times due to my arthritis. And I received some food parcels, which meant I could stretch what money I had even further, enabling me to pay a few other bills." Quote, "Without their help, I don't think I'd still be here. With no money to buy any food or pay bills, I was in a bad place. I'd lost so much weight by not eating and worrying about things. I still get down, but I'm feeling much better thanks to them." End quote. May Reed Wright, Employment, Skills and Enterprise Manager at Longhurst Group, said, quote, "As we've continued to work with Stephen, we've adapted our support for him. We keep in touch regularly, and when we pop round to visit, we'll have a good chat. We know Stephen wants to stay in his family home, and we're pleased to have been able to do everything we can to make this more affordable for him and make it a safer and more comfortable place to be." End quote. As New Horizons providers, we're managed by Cambridge Housing Society and are one of the Building Better Opportunities projects. We're funded by the European Social Fund and National Lottery Community Fund as part of the 2014 to 2020 European Structural and Investment Funds Growth Programme in England. To find out more, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/newhorizons. The standard print version has a picture with the following caption. Keen artist Stephen Walker, pictured with one of his sketches, has praised the impact of our New Horizons programme. 23. Mandy's success at new business setup. Quote, "Without that grant, I don't know when I could have started my business. It really helped move a massive mountain." End quote. That's the impact the first ever work and training grant given by Longhurst Group has had on one of our customers. Mandy, from Raunds, is launching her own virtual assistant business. She'll help other small businesses get off the ground and deal with admin tasks for them. Her new venture had come to a standstill due to the cost of 4 essential insurances. Since receiving the grant, which she read about in a previous edition of Our Voice, she's now able to book in her first client. Quote, "I've had many years' experience working in different office environments," Mandy said. "Then I became a carer for my mum, who had dementia. Sadly, I lost both my parents to COVID, so was unemployed. My husband also lost his job due to COVID, so I encouraged him to go back to college and study something he enjoyed. He did a diploma in horticulture, and when he'd finished, I helped him set up his business, as I really enjoyed that type of thing. End quote. It was thanks to a discussion at the job centre that Mandy's idea of running her own business was born. Quote, "It took me about 6 months to get my head around how everything would work," she said. "I discovered along the way I needed about £350 worth of insurance, which was a huge obstacle for me. I'd just read about work and training grants in Our Voice, and I thought there was no harm in applying, as any help would be brilliant. As I wasn't earning, I just couldn't get past this mountain of a bill. It was just phenomenal that Rob, Friday Employment and Training Advisor, managed to get the grant in place for me so that I had my first year's insurance paid. I'm so grateful. I want to support local businesses to help my local community, and those who'd like to be self-employed but are fearful of handling the office part. I hope that with my support, they can focus on what they do well to succeed. It was just such a bonus knowing that I had the support of Longhurst Group, and without that grant, I don't know when I could have started my business. It's really helped my plans become a reality." End quote. To find out more about our employment and skills service, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/employment-and-skills. To get in touch with the team, complete the form on our webpage or email us on employment-and-skills@longhurst-group.org.uk. Mandy has launched ava-solutions.co.uk thanks to a training and work grant. 24. Employment and Skills Top Tips by Chelsea Woodcock, New Horizons Coach. Creating a budget. Creating a budget allows you to make sense of your money and is a simple way to track your spending. 1. Identify your why. Think about your motivation for creating a budget. Maybe you have debts to clear, or you want to start saving. It's good to reflect on your reasoning. 2. Start with the facts. When you're creating your budget, the key information you're going to need is your total income, for example, salary, and your fixed expenses, for example, rent. 3. There's no right or wrong. Next, move on to your variable expenses. This will be a rough estimate of how much you're going to spend on a certain thing. These can be an estimate, as they'll change month to month. There's no right or wrong. This is your budget. 4. Keep it simple. Input this information into a simple budgeting sheet. These can be found online, or create your own. It doesn't need to look fancy. Just stick to the basics and keep it simple. And 5. Maintain and analyze. Now is a good time to analyze, to see if you're able to cut back in any areas. Maintaining the routine of budgeting is a great habit and allows you to have a clear overview. For help with finding work or training, visit longhurst-group.org.uk/skills-support. 25. Service charges. Everything homeowners need to know. If you're a homeowner with Longhurst Group, you're usually required to make service charge payments to the group for the cost of services provided to you. These payments will all be made in accordance with your lease or transfer. We regularly receive queries relating to service charges, and we've put together the following frequently asked questions and answers to help you understand better. How do I know what I need to pay? You can expect to receive a service charge budget around February or March each year, detailing the estimated costs for the next financial year, usually from April to March. Within 6 months of the end of the financial year, you receive a copy of the actual accounts that will show the final costs. What happens if there's a deficit or surplus on my accounts? When we provide a copy of the accounts to you, we'll advise you how you can either make a payment for the deficit or how you can arrange to receive a refund for any surplus. What's a variable service charge? This is when the service charge is estimated at the beginning of the financial year, based on quotes received for the services provided to you. As mentioned previously, you'll receive a copy of the actual accounts that will show the final costs within 6 months of the end of the financial year. What's a sinking fund, also referred to as reserve fund or major repairs fund? If your lease or transfer permits the collection of a sinking fund, we'll collect a contribution based on the estimated expenditure of replacing, repairing, or renewing large communal items that we're responsible for. For example, this could be a new roof or replacement doors. The contributions are held in trust in a separate account until required. Why do I pay water and electricity charges to my supplier and a separate charge to Longhurst Group? You may also have to contribute towards communal electricity and water charges. These are for items such as communal, internal and external lighting, or a water supply to communal gardens. You're normally responsible for all utility supplies that directly serve your property and any charges from external suppliers intended for your own personal domestic use. What's the difference between a management fee and management company charges? Management fee. In accordance with your lease or transfer, you're required to pay a fee to us for items such as managing and implementing service charges, setting up contracts where required, managing rent and service charge accounts, administration costs, and the costs incurred in providing a dedicated leasehold team. Management company charge. This is a cost you'll pay when a third party or agent has been appointed to provide additional services to a scheme or block or estate. I contribute towards a grounds maintenance service charge, yet my garden is not attended to. Grounds maintenance charges are for communal areas that are not maintained by the local authority. Does the service charge I pay for insurance include contents cover? No, you'll be required to source your own contents insurance to protect your own belongings. How can I pay my service charge? Direct debit. If you'd like to set up a direct debit, please call us on 0300 123 1745 and ask for the leasehold team. Alternatively, please visit our website to complete our online form. One-off payment. Please call us on 0300 123 1745 to make a one-off payment. How can I view my statement? You can view your statement by visiting our website and logging into my account. If you're not registered, please visit our website and submit your request via Contact Us. What happens if I'm struggling to pay my service charge? If you're struggling to pay your service charge, please contact our dedicated leasehold team on 0300 123 1745 at the earliest opportunity. We're here to help and can discuss payment options, benefit advice, and have access to independent organisations that can support you with your financial situation. 26. Writer's Corner. Contributions from our customers. 1980s TV Trivia Quiz by Doreen Thomas, Carlton. 1. What did Mad Lizzie do on TV? 2. What was Fred Housegood's job? 3. Name the three goodies. 4. What kind of vehicle did the goodies ride? 5. Where did Yogi Bear and his friend Boo Boo live? 6. Which married couple starred in the morning TV series Heart to Heart? 7. What was the title of the first ITV program of film and TV outtakes? 8. What was the first program shown on Channel 4? 9. Who was the original presenter of Family Fortunes? 10. In which quiz show might you stand on the Oki? 11. What was the theme song of Morecambe and Wise? 12. What was the name of the narrator of Camberwick Green? And 13. What exactly was Skippy? Answers. 1. She was a fitness instructor. 2. A London taxi driver. 3. Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Gardner, Bill Oddie. 4. A tandem. 5. Jellystone Park. 6. Robert Wagner and Stephanie Powers. 7. It'll be all right on the 9th. 8. Countdown. 9. Max Bygraves. 10. Bullseye. 11. Bring Me Sunshine. 12. Brian Can't. And 13. A Bush Kangaroo. Cryptic Cake Clues by Anne Whitfield, Carlton. 1. This is the wrong way up. 2. Mind where you pull up. You don't want a ticket. 3. Acid Rain. 4. For the last Old Queen's bath time. 5. Does it come from a Portuguese colony famous for lush vegetation? 6. This might have reminded the late Prince Philip of his family name before he married. 7. It comes from up north and drops its H's. It sounds as if it's being booed. 8. Can you only eat this one in the afternoon and with a hot drink? 9. This sounds like a winter sport, turning over and over in the Alps. 10. You could burn it in the fireplace at Christmas. 11. A favourite with residents of Hutches. 12. Will it fit neatly into a small drinking vessel? And 13. A bit zany, maybe, and not made with your healthy five a day. Answers. 1. Upside down cake. 2. Parkin. 3. Lemon drizzle. 4. Victoria sponge. 5. Madeira. 6. Battenberg. 7. Eccles cake. 8. Tea cake. 9. Swiss roll. 10. Yule log. 11. Carrot cake. 12. Cupcake. And 13. Fruit cake. 27. The Hub. Sign up to have your say. Customer feedback is really important to us. We want to know what you think about the services you receive and how we can improve. We also know that many of our customers are put off getting involved in engagement activities due to the meetings and time required to take part. So now we've launched The Hub, an online customer engagement platform where all of our customers can get involved and have their say whenever it suits them. We're waiting to hear from you. To sign up and get your voice heard, please visit thehublonghurstgroup.uk.engagementhq.com. This document has been transcribed into audio by A2I Transcription Services. Any feedback or queries about the text in the document should be addressed to the author. However, we welcome feedback about the audio quality and style, and would love to hear your comments. Please feel free to contact us on 01179 44 0044 or email info@a2i, that's the letter A, the number 2, and the letter I, .co.uk. Or visit our website, www.a2i.co.uk. We look forward to hearing from you. When giving feedback, please quote reference number 35336. End of recording.